B99.3, the 80s hit music channel. Good Monday. And of course, being Monday, we are asking the pros. The pro today, Dave Cohen from Secom Federal Credit Union. Dave, good day.
How you doing?
Very fine. Now, I know that oftentimes, a couple times a year, we talk about the differences between credit cards and debit cards when it comes to personal finance.
Absolutely.
We're changing that up just a little bit this time.
Yep. So what we're going to be talking about today, especially I think it's very relevant to the area. There are so many great small businesses, so many great family-owned businesses, and it's important to know that businesses also have debit and credit cards, and you know, for the businesses themselves. Secom has a lot of great business members that do get our business debit and credit cards. So what does that mean? What is, you know, the perks of it? You know, why should businesses think about, you know, the separate accounts and debit and credit cards? Well, one of the things that's really important is separating your finances. If you own a company, you know, you want to keep your personal finances separate from the business finances. Having different cards for business and personal, you know, maybe you have a personal credit card or debit card. The business could have a personal, you know, or a business credit card or a business debit card. You know, the last thing the owner wants is an audit because they were using personal accounts for business purchases, especially during tax season when it's really looked at. Compliance is very important, as well as determining deductions. So dedicating a specific account and a set of cards for your business specifically will prevent those issues, legal or otherwise. Also, it's pretty convenient. Convenience is a big thing, whether you have a credit card, debit card, or both for your business. There's a level of convenience that can give a business owner peace of mind, and that's a huge thing that I think business owners really need. Credit cards give businesses revolving credit for expenses. Just like a personal credit card, it can be used for purchases when your cash on hand may be low, and sometimes that happens. If you can pay off the balance at the end of the cycle, then the business credit card can really help, especially getting your business really good credit. Building your business credit is another great thing that credit cards, a business credit card, can do. You know, establishing and improving your personal credit can help you with your finance options in your own life. So in the business life, it could, you know, apply as well. Obtaining loans or lines of credit for your company is a major step when you want to grow, or maintaining efficiency and profitability. So using your business credit card and paying off the balance in full as much as you can will only help the business credit, which is a really, really important thing. Debit cards are great if you have the funds. You know, that's something that's really important too. You're spending money directly from your business checking account. There's no interest to worry about. So that's another thing to think about. You can also see what you spend in real time with a debit card. You can keep track of all those purchases. And having your current funds visible can really help with spot budgeting. You know, with things that you got to see on the line, you know you're going to be paying for it now. If you have the cash, then that debit card is really good as well. So whether it's a business credit card, a business debit card, it is something that, you know, really, really businesses should be thinking about. If your financial institution has business lending, which they typically do, Secom does, we have a great business lending department, it's something that you should ask them. Think about the different advantages that you can have in separating those finances, like I said, keeping your personal and your business away from each other, having the convenience of that card when making purchases, maybe out on the road. If you're a company that, you know, needs different equipment, if you're a smaller company, like a plumbing company or a construction company, maybe you got to get some equipment from, you know, Walmart or different, you know, stores that you would supply. Having that, you know, credit or debit card for your purchases really helps, especially if you don't have the cash on hand. And like I said, building that credit for your business is great in the long run. Okay, having great credit for your business, just like having great credit personally, will help you with loans, all other financing, and just, you know, give you an easier time in the long run to have that credibility with lenders. Because sometimes businesses need loans, and the better your credit, the easier or the better interest rate you'll probably get on your loan. So business debit and credit cards are available. Check them out. Ask your financial institution questions about it. If you are a Secom member and you own a business, come on in and ask about our business options as well. We have a great business lending department, wonderful business members all over the area who really enjoy working with us, and we would love to work with you as well.
Well, again, we are asking the pro. The pro today, Dave Cohen from SECOM Federal Credit Union. Dave, a pleasure as always, and I know we'll talk to you next week.
Thank you so much.